Section 3. Listen to an extract from a radio talk about the personality traits and actions of a successful coach. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Joining a team and playing sports is not only beneficial for both children's and teens' health, but it also teaches kids to work with peers towards a common goal. Understandably, having a good coach is vital for this to happen. But being a good coach is a lot harder than one may think. Firstly, every coach's personality plays a role. And each coach must find a way to inspire athletes to believe in themselves so they want to achieve more. However, the coach must be honest and not exaggerate or lie, either about their own achievements or their players' performance, because then trust will be lost. Another point is respect. A good coach always shows respect for others, which helps players respect themselves. After all, athletes have no chance of success if they lack self-esteem. Finally, an ambitious coach also helps the team to succeed by always believing that they can achieve more and setting high goals for them. So, how should a good coach behave? To begin with, there is nothing positive about embarrassing a team member when they play badly because it will discourage the player from trying, so this must be avoided to help players keep their self-respect. Good communication helps this process and, when used correctly, can turn a plan into a success on the field. Of course, to make such a plan, a good coach should be able to analyze characters in order to understand each player's unique abilities. This will enable the coach to fully exploit these abilities during the game. Finally, a successful coach understands that teaching is not limited to strategies in the game, but must also be about life. Lessons such as rebounding from failure and trusting others help children succeed in later life as adults. A great coach is one who prepares players for the game of life, an arena that all of us must play in.
Now listen to the extract again.
Joining a team and playing sports is not only beneficial for both children's and teens' health, but it also teaches kids to work with peers towards a common goal. Understandably, having a good coach is vital for this to happen. But being a good coach is a lot harder than one may think. Firstly, every coach's personality plays a role, and each coach must find a way to inspire athletes to believe in themselves so they want to achieve more. However, the coach must be honest and not exaggerate or lie, either about their own achievements or their players' performance, because then trust will be lost. Another point is respect. A good coach always shows respect for others, which helps players respect themselves. After all, athletes have no chance of success if they lack self-esteem. Finally, an ambitious coach also helps the team to succeed by always believing that they can achieve more and setting high goals for them. So, how should a good coach behave? To begin with, there is nothing positive about embarrassing a team member when they play badly because it will discourage the player from trying, so this must be avoided to help players keep their self-respect. Good communication helps this process and, when used correctly, can turn a plan into a success on the field. Of course, to make such a plan, a good coach should be able to analyse characters in order to understand each player's unique abilities. This will enable the coach to fully exploit these abilities during the game. Finally, a successful coach understands that teaching is not limited to strategies in the game, but must also be about life. Lessons such as rebounding from failure and trusting others help children succeed in later life as adults. A great coach is one who prepares players for the game of life, an arena that all of us must play in.
That is the end of the listening test. Now turn to writing, Section 1, Task 1, and listen to the instructions.